Listen now to a selection of news stories from around the world, from the toxic air in New Delhi, India, to an official invitation to hackers to target a US satellite.
India's toxic air. New Delhi is already the world's most polluted capital. But on 3 November last year, pollution was so severe that 37 flights were diverted from the city, and schools and colleges were closed. By one estimation, breathing the air for one day had the health impacts of smoking 25 cigarettes. Multiple factors have aggravated the crisis. One of the biggest causes is agricultural crop burning in neighboring states. Fumes from transport and industry are another. With the problem getting worse each year, the government is exploring the idea of introducing hydrogen fuel technology as a clean energy alternative for industry and transport. Hydrogen fuel, which produces only water as a byproduct, is being used more and more in public transport in China and Japan.
Rapid insects, Africa. The Saharan silver ant has been declared one of the fastest animals on Earth in proportion to its size. Scientists filmed the ants zipping across the desert at 108 times their own body length in 1 second, the equivalent of a cat running at 200 kilometers per hour. At times, they fly through the air with all 6 legs off the ground at once. The ants have a good reason to run so fast. They come out for food when the sun is at its most intense. Their silver hairs reflect the sun's rays. But even with this protection, it's difficult to survive the 60-degree heat.
World's first 3D-printed boat, USA. A 7.6-meter-long boat has become the largest boat and largest solid object overall to be 3D-printed. Researchers at the University of Maine, USA, set 3 Guinness World Records when they printed the boat, as they also used the world's largest polymer 3D printer. The boat was made in just 72 hours from a mixture of plastic and wood cellulose and weighs 1,995 kilograms.
Hackers to attack U.S. satellite, USA. The U.S. is offering hackers the chance to take control of an orbiting U.S. Defense Department satellite, Wired reports. Vetted experts will target the satellite and its control systems at this year's DEFCON Hacker Conference. The aim of the live event is to identify security weaknesses that could be exploited by hostile nations. It follows a similar event last year in which experts found different vulnerabilities in the data systems of a F-15 fighter jet. The US has around 830 operating satellites in space. Nearly 50 countries own satellites, including China, which has nearly 300.
Found: Australia's Iron Dragon. Scientists in Australia have announced the discovery of a 96-million-year-old skeleton belonging to a giant flying reptile known as a pterosaur. The fossil, which was found in ironstone, has been named the Iron Dragon. It includes part of a skull, sections of both wings, and many teeth. Paleontologist Adele Pentland said the find was particularly exciting as pterosaur fossils are rare in Australia, and this one had been very well preserved. It also represented a new species of pterosaur. With spiked teeth and a 4-meter wingspan, the Iron Dragon would probably have been a top predator of the time.
Thumbs up for phone typists, Europe. Can you type faster on a smartphone or a keyboard? A recent study says that the gap between the two is narrowing. Researchers at 3 universities, Cambridge, UK, Aalto, Finland, and Zurich, Switzerland, looked at a typing test taken by 37,000 volunteers in 160 countries. We were amazed to see that users typing with 2 thumbs achieved 38 words per minute on average, which is only about 25% slower than the typing speeds we observed in a similar large-scale study of physical keyboards, says Anna Fate, one of the researchers.